Who can rejoice in the presence of the Lord? Who can release the holy name? Who can delight in hearing and glorifying the Supreme Lord? It is only that person who becomes very enthusiastic to find fault with oneself. Then the sadhaka becomes a washerman of his own heart, then the Lord will supply detergent. When the sadhaka becomes enthusiastic in uprooting the weeds from his heart, then the Lord will help him in pinpointing the weeds so that he can become free from all those weeds in the heart. Similarly, only when the sadhaka is interested in getting rid of the anarthas in the heart, then the Lord will also respond to him by pinpointing the faults. So we have been speaking a lot about offering prayers to Lord. Offering prayers to Lord is not a one-way traffic. When one offers prayers to Lord, then Lord also responds to those prayers from within the heart of the devotee. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purports in Srimad Bhagavatam about what is the meaning of Dadame Buddhi Yogam Tam Yeramam Upyantite. Lord says about how I supply the good intelligence to my devotee by which he can come back to me. That good intelligence is not something by which a devotee feels very proud of himself and very nice about himself. The good intelligence is given by the Lord within the heart of the devotee, by which the Lord very mercifully, like a very kind friend, reveals all the inabilities and weaknesses and deficiencies of the devotee in performing his devotional service. And Lord will not do this with anybody. He will only do with those who confide in him and who beg him for help in purifying the heart. So we were hearing during the yatra a very wonderful pastime of how Parashara Bhatta went in front of Lord Ranganath, and when he was presenting him, proclaiming all his own deficiencies in his heart about how he is lusty, greedy, angry and all that. So there was one envious man who was standing by the side of Parashara and saying, "Satyam, Satyam." Every time he would say, "I am fallen," he would say, "Satyam." So Parashara Bhatta looked towards Lord Ranganatha and said, "Oh Ranganatha, every day I used to come and declare my fallen nature to you, and you are not believing in me. Today I have brought a witness with me." So he is also saying, "It is Satyam. So at least please take notice of these things and help me to eradicate these faults," he said. So this is a very practical example of what I am trying to speak here. You know, after the yatra, many of the devotees are very touched by the pure qualities of Kuresha, how he was ready to lay down his life for the spiritual master. But my humble realization was that before we become ready to lay down our life, we should at least give our spiritual master some time and energy in entering some little bit service to him at least. Giving life comes much farther. So one should want to offer at least some services allotted to a person and find out how one is spending one's day, morning to night, and how one is dealing with other devotees in the course of the day, and how is one transmitting one's devotional service in the course of the day. If one takes note of these things and is ready to at least reform one's behavior, that would be far superior than to want to give one's life to spiritual master at this time. Actually, wanting to give life to one's spiritual master comes after one becomes a genuine Vaishnava. So first we have to become proper Vaishnavas first. So these qualities have a very close relation to the proper recitation of the holy name. Because the proper recitation of the holy name happens when one has the right kind of attitude. Without the attitude, any amount of knowledge or the theory of the Siddhanta does not penetrate the heart, as much as a needle cannot penetrate a nice steel plate. So These things are worth paying attention and to constantly dwell on and to keep ruminating in our heart over and over again, so that it will bring about the right kind of attitude, right frame of mind to call out the holy name fervently one day. Harinam Prabhu ki.